This is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
I read a CNET article recently about cars becoming the next hacking frontier. I wanted to get your thoughts on this topic.
It's certainly quite possible. It would tend to be a more targeted attack in general, although I could see mischievous people randomly attacking cars. But you have to remember that over the years, cars have become more and more computerized. Right. And in addition to that, they're using wireless communications. Right. So, you know, it can be kind of hard to have a wire attached to a wheel that's spinning, yet legislation requires on newer cars, tire pressure monitoring systems. So you have the part of the monitoring system in the wheel that wirelessly transmits the tire pressure to a receiver that isn't in the wheel. And anytime you've got a wireless transmission area, there's the potential to intercept and hack that transmission. Right. So the story you were talking about, there were researchers at the University of South Carolina that, and also Rutgers, that tested a couple of tire pressure monitoring systems. And they found that they could hack into these systems. They could be traveling on the highway 120 feet away and use some equipment that costs, I believe it was about $1,500, and cause the low pressure sensor light to go on. Hmm. Now, at first glance, someone might say, yeah, what's the point of that? But right. for a malicious person that wants to assault a woman, for example, for a gang member that wants to assault another gang member, for a spy that wants to take out a spy, you might be able to convince someone to pull over and check out what the problem is, even though there's not a problem.
I mean, outside of the tire pressure monitoring system, I mean, what about hacking into many of the cars now do have the wireless communication where OnStar or things of that nature can unlock your doors? I mean, is there possibilities to hack into these systems as well for vehicle theft?
Well, there's all kinds of possibilities. And you have to remember, a lot of the cars now have Bluetooth. And as cell phones are even more attacked than cars are currently, you're going to find a hybrid kind of attack involving cell phones and Bluetooth and other wireless communications. But in terms of, I'm not sure about OnStar per se, but your GPS navigation systems that tell you the directions, turn left, turn right. A friend of mine in Iceland actually had police officers riding with him. So this was done with the full knowledge of the police department. And the police department used the same type of navigation system that he was demonstrating he could attack. They followed a driver, and just when her navigation system was saying turn left, he hacked into it and said turn right, and she turned right.
Wow, that's scary.
And then he let the police know, I could do that to your system, and someone else could too.
Right.
So, you know, any place you've got wireless communications that are not strongly secured, you've got to understand that there's a threat of attack. There's potential for attack. And this even goes as far as the card key readers, the proximity readers that let you into a building. Someone standing nearby, if those credentials are not encrypted, could actually capture those credentials and then replicate a card to let them into the building. So there have been cases where the communications have been intercepted between the security key fob that lets you into the car and expensive cars. And people were able to grab the right information and then unlock the car.
It's interesting because I know that GM is adding, you know, smartphone connectivity to a lot of its 2011 cars. And that gives people the ability to, you know, unlock doors and start engines and things of that nature. I mean, is this something that obviously needs to be very secure? Otherwise, it would seem like this is kind of an open way for, you know, vehicle theft and things of that nature.
Well, it would seem that it's obvious it needs to be very secure. But if you learn from history, then your best bet is that until it becomes a significant problem, companies are not going to invest in security. So I would expect to see the situation get worse before we see true security applied to these systems.
Right. Yeah, no, that's very interesting. And I think you're right. I mean, at this point, it probably is going to be targeted attacks. But as more of this technology becomes available in vehicles, we could certainly start to see something more widespread.
Yeah, I mean, in the early days, people used to have fun going by opening other people's garage doors because the remote controls were pretty much all the same, and there was no encryption. And after it became a problem, the garage door companies made their systems a bit more secure and robust so that now you don't just drive around with your remote and open everyone else's garage door.
So what would you say, I guess, to the car manufacturers that are obviously looking at very sophisticated software for these vehicles, but maybe not looking at security as the first priority? What do they need to look out for as they're developing this?
They need to hire someone whose job is to review security and give them input as to what's required for security. You know, I think they also need to work with, and they are working with, universities. So the researchers from a variety of universities, not just South Carolina and Rutgers, but University of Washington, University of California in San Diego, are testing all kinds of security systems on the cars. And the car companies need to have a point contact person that can share information with the universities, bring the information back, and provide guidance on how to make the systems truly secure.
Well, great. Randy, thanks so much for the insight on this topic. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report.